All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up. This is Amir Tashem have the picking up on. I've sent out the copy on the WhatsApp. I keep on forgetting the Sfarim in the office, but we'll pick up Amir Tashem in the middle of page Lamed Beis, according to the PDF that I sent out. So picking up, continuing Amir Tashem Parak Beis. Remember again, the Ramchal, we left off in the middle of a new idea, which was that the Ramchal explains that the tachbulos, the mechanism or the strategy of the Yetzirah, is to busy a person to such a degree that he has an inability to contemplate the direction of his life and the decisions he is making. In other words, we often think of the Yetzirah as the force or the mechanism which urges me to sin. But in reality, that's not the case. Yetzirah doesn't need to urge me to sin. Yetzirah doesn't need to actually push me to engage in deleterious activity. Rather, all the Yetzirah actually has to do is to push me to become so busy and so involved in everything that I'm doing that I lose the ability or perspective to think or to contemplate. And the moment that a person loses the ability or the opportunity to think about what I'm doing, what direction I'm going in, what behaviors I'm engaging in, that's the recipe for disaster. He goes on, he says, "Ki hu yodea sheiluli hayosamim libam kima'at kat al darcheihem, vaday shemiyat hayu maschilim lihinochim imaseihem, vaysa acharot ha'olechas umiskaberes poem at shayu ozim hacheid lagamrei." For the Yetzirah knows that if man is given but a moment to contemplate his actions and activities, he would realize the error and the folly of his ways. He would do tshuva, he would have charata, and he would change things around. Vahari zeme'in atzas para harash is actually an incredible observation. So says the Ramchal, the best example of this is Paro. What did Paro say? Shene emar, Tichbat ha'avoda al ha'anoshim v'ya'asuba v'al yish'u b'divrei sheker. Shayim iskavin shol la'aniach lahem revach klal levilti yitnu leiv o yosimu itza negdo. Elo hayim ishtad al ha'afriya libam mikol his boninus v'koach hasmadas ha'avoda ha'bilti mufsekes. So this is incredible. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, the first time, with the message of freedom, the message of redemption, what's Paro's response? Tichbat ha'avoda. Let them work harder. So when we normally hear this, we assume that what's the nature of Paro's reaction? This is a punitive reaction. You're coming to me and asking for freedom. Not only am I not going to give you freedom, but I'm going to give you even harder, more backbreaking labor. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, Paro was doing something much more profound. Paro understood that Moshe was a danger. Why? Because Moshe is filling the people's head, their hearts and their souls with the message of freedom. Paro said, I don't want people contemplating freedom. I don't want them thinking about this. So what does Paro do? He says, Tichbat Avoda. Tichbat Avoda effectively means what? Means what? I'm going to make you busier. If you're busier, then you have no time to think. If you have no time to think, then I'm not worried about you going free. If you have no time to think, then at the end of the day, I know that you will not contemplate any possibility of newfound freedom. And by the way, this also makes sense. You know, the Gemara Maseches Sota brings down that Paro had them building cities on quicksand, on wetlands. So you think to yourself, why would someone do that? Meaning, I understand you want to oppress another people. I understand that you want slave labor. If you're going to get slave labor, then at the end of the day, then do what? Maximize it. Let them build something constructive. Because Elamai, what Ramchal is saying over here is, Paro wasn't looking to exploit free labor. Maybe that was part of it. What he was more interested through the labor was breaking their spirit. This is the same thing that the Nazis, Yimach Shalom V'Zichron, did as well. It wasn't an issue of maximizing the effort you could extract from people. It was about breaking people's spirit. How do you break people's spirit? Busy them and overwhelm them to the point that they don't even have the time to think. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're coming along and you're telling the people, it's time to go free. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to get the Torah, we're going to all these wonderful things, beautiful destiny. Tichba da'avoda. If you're busy, you don't have time to think. If you don't have time to think, then I'm not concerned that you're going to contemplate any newfound freedom or destiny. Page Lamed Gimel. Kini Eitzah Sayitzahara Mamish Abnei Adam. Paro, by the way, this also, you know, that Chazal speak about the idea that Paro Paro is the Yetzirah, right? Paro is a metaphor for the Yetzirah as well. So this is Mamish, this Tichbat HaAvoda, this is the Yetzirah of Paro HaRasha. Ki Yish Milchamahu, or Melumad Ba'armimus, the Efshali Malaykman of the Yetzirah is very skilled. The Yetzirah is the Ish Milchama. He knows how to do battle, and he's very cunning, and you can't run away from him. Ela B'chach Merav Ashkafa Gidola. Rabbi Osai, the only way to escape the Yetzirah, listen to these words, Chach Merabba, great wisdom, Vashkafa Gidola, and great outlook. Humash HaNavi Tzoveach VaOmer, Simu Levavchem Al Darchechem. This is what the Navi means when he says, contemplate your ways. Ushlam Arbe Chachmaso, Al Titein Shena Le'enecha Tnuma Le'afapecha, Shlom HaMelech says in Mishlei, do not give sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. Hinatzel Ketzvi Miyad, Uketzibar Miyad Yakush. Save yourself like a deer from the trap and like a bird from the net. And we'll say, what's the common denominator between the bird and the tzvi? They both are quick. They're fast. Shlom HaMelech is saying, you got to move. You got to move, because if you fall asleep in life, you're in the net. You're in the trap. I will say, what a profound and incredible idea. We often think that the goal in life is avoidance of sin, whereas that's absolutely true. I want to go on record as saying avoidance of sin is a good thing. Absolutely. I will say, but what Ramchal is saying is there's something much more nuanced. And the much more nuanced thing is escaping the clutches of Paro, who says Tichbat HaAvoda. And that Avoda looks different in different stages in life. Sometimes what Avoda means is literally being so busy. We know this. We all have stages in life like this, where I'm so busy that I don't even have time to think, or I think I don't have time to think. Right? But Tichbat HaAvoda, the Avoda also could sometimes mean just the hergel, the habituation. I get so used to living my life in the same schedule, and the same mechanisms, and the same frameworks, that I forget to exercise the opportunity to contemplate about doing things differently. The Chachaminu Zichron Livracha Amru, Kol Hashem Archosav Ba'olam Hazeh, Zoche Vera B'Shuasa Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Such a beautiful Gemara. Literally translated, anyone, Shum is from Lashon of Shuma, weighs. Anyone who weighs his derech, his ora, his right, anyone who weighs, like measures, his direction in this world will be privileged to see the redemption and salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Shabbos say, what does that mean, one who weighs, who measures his direction? It means, Chazal telling us, someone who finds the ability to take stock of the decisions he's making, the direction he's going in, what he's doing in life. See, that's a person who is able to see the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that an incredible statement? Chazal doesn't say, whoever learns a lot of Torah, of course learning a lot of Torah is good, doing a lot of chesed is good, giving a lot of tzedakah is good. Of course. What Chazal is saying is the most fundamental thing is a person who takes the opportunity to weigh his direction. How am I living? What am I doing? What kind of decisions am I making? What type of direction am I going in? That's a person who sees the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pashatu, Shafilu emifakach ha'adam al atzmo, Ein bekocho li natzal ilule HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, Ki etzahara tokif ma'od, Ki maimar ha'kosuv, Tzofe rasha la tzadik, O mevakish la hamiso, Hashem lo ya'azeno bi'ado. And I will say, even if a person is very insightful and contemplative and is constantly weighing the direction and the decisions I'm making, I still can't do it myself. I always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. And I will say, isn't this the overwhelming aspect of life? Even if you do all the right things, I still can't do it myself. I'll still need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. So I will say, this just reinforces how much we have to make the right decisions. Like, even if I make the right decisions, I can't do it myself. I need God's help. All the more so, if I'm not making the right decisions, even with all of God's help, I still can't do it. Achim ha'adam mefakeach al atzmo. We'll say, if a person contemplates himself, is vigilant over himself, thinks about how am I living, what am I doing, what decisions am I making, what directions am I going in, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozrav, Nitzol Min HaYetzer Hara, as long as I'm doing my part, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is, I need you to do your part. What's your part? Think about your life, think about the direction of your actions, think about what you're doing and how you're living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do your part, I'll help you. Listen to this phrase. If I do not take the time to watch out for myself, if I am not taking the time to literally be my own mashgiach, to look, how am I living? What am I doing? What direction am I going in? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to watch over me either. Not watch over me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take the time to oversee me as well. Kim hu enochas. Because if I don't care about myself, mi yachu salav, how could I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to care over me, care for me? V'hu ke'inyan ma'asha amru rabbi sinin zichron levracha, kol mi she'in bodea, asur l'rachim alav, hu ma'asha amru, im ein ani li, me li. As the great sage Hillel says, right, if I do not look out for myself, if I am not for myself, then who is for me? Says the Ramchal, at the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I just need you to be attentive to the way that you're living. I need you to think about the decisions you're making, the direction you're going in, the life you're building for yourself. We will say this is the midah of zihirus, where a person lives life with a sense of awareness. My eyes are open. I avoid the clutches of Paro, who says tichbat ha'avoda. Rabbi said the greatest strategy of the Yitzhahara is get me so busy that I don't think about life. Get me so busy that I can't even contemplate the direction. Get me so busy and so embedded in my, what's the word, regilos. Habits, right? Get me so busy in my habits, right? There's a different word. Routine, right? Get me so busy in my routine, my regilos. We'll say, how many times does it happen? You wake up, wow, it's Friday. Where did the week go? And I will say, it's not like one of those like, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's Friday, almost Shabbos. I mean, like, it's Friday and I don't even remember the week. I don't even, there was this whole bunch of stuff I wanted to do, and what happened? I know I wasn't playing golf the whole week. That's for sure. I was working. I was doing stuff. He'll say, that's when you settle in. Routines could be good, and routines, mamish, could be the very thing that undermines our success. At the end of the day, I always have to try to figure out, how do I move my life forward in some dramatic way? The Yitzhara says, Tichpat Avoda. Zihirus tells me, take the time to take a step back. Take the time to contemplate the way you're living, the decisions you're making, the direction you're going. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do your part, and I'll do mine. All right, so we'll stop over here. Let's pick up with Paragimel. Shkoyach.